Hi folks, this is Tony for aminutetomidnight.com with an update. First off, I want to say that censorship is happening more on Facebook. Basically, Facebook deleted dozens of A Minute to Midnight posts in one day, some of them going back as far as 2016. So censorship is definitely happening big time, and we will start to look at other platforms for A Minute to Midnight in the next wee while as well. So far, YouTube has left our videos up, and we don't know how long that'll happen. So I'll keep you posted as to any updates, but currently you can still find A Minute to Midnight shows on YouTube, on iTunes, and of course on our website, aminutetomidnight.com, where everything is put independently on there, most of them in audio only and also video formats. Now, of course, everyone by now knows about the election result, with Biden supposedly having been elected the next president. But of course, many of you will also know that the Trump administration is challenging that. I'm going to just go through a little bit of information here I found on a Fox News article from Trump's lawyer Jenna Ellis explaining what they're trying to do. Now, whether you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter or like me that think they're all in the same thing, really, that this is everyone is connected to a Hegelian dialectic sort of system where both candidates are really controlled by the same elite to some degree, but of course there are some differences. And I'll be honest, as much as I don't trust Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi totally give me the creeps. So we shall see what happens. I want to bring to you something that Jeremy had sent to me on August the 8th, which you may be interested in what he was told. I'm just going back to an email that he was sent to me, which I can't reveal a lot of it, but there were some things in there which I've asked him, can I say, and I will bring out to you regarding what he was told would happen with this, the recounting and things of going to court. Okay, so I'll bring that, and you can take it or leave it with that. But first, I just want to explain very briefly. Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis, winner of Trump-Biden race will be determined by courts. We don't know yet who won. And that was published about 13 hours ago, and at the moment it is Sunday morning here. Despite projections by many news organizations Saturday that former Vice President Joe Biden has won the presidential election and defeated President Trump, the media don't have the power to decide the outcome of American elections. Legal challenges by the Trump re-election campaign, where I serve as a legal advisor, are still before the courts, and we await judicial rulings on our challenges. In other words, as the late baseball Yogi Berra said in 1973, referring to the National League pennant race, it ain't over till it's over. We all want to know who will be president for the next 4 years, but all Americans should want accurate results above all, no matter who they supported in the race. So it's important that everyone realize that the Trump campaign legal challenge must be resolved in the courts before we have an official and legally binding decision on who won the 2020 presidential election. President Trump will continue fighting to ensure a fair and accurate election result. He is right to do this because it's vital that we keep our elections free and fair. As Americans, we should all be able to recognize that our rule of law governs and our election process works accurately. For President Trump, the Trump 2020 campaign and the Republican National Committee, the rule of law, fundamental fairness, and accuracy in election results are the goals. Now, she also says that 20 years ago, some news organizations prematurely said that Gore won that very close election and would become the next president of the United States. Those news organizations later pulled back their projections. Legal challenges by the Bush campaign went all the way to the Supreme Court. the nation's highest court determined that George W. Bush won the election. Imagine how different history would have turned out if Bush had simply thrown in the towel as soon as he heard someone on TV say Gore won the race. Now there's a bunch more stuff there through it. She goes through what the various challenges that the Trump administration is doing. There are quite a number, like number one, every legal vote must be counted accurately, and she describes what is meant by that. Number two, both sides are permitted by law to observe the counting of ballots to ensure honesty and transparency. Number three, legal challenges to unconstitutional processes and instances of irregularities and fraud must be resolved. Number four, recounts must occur in states where a candidate leads by a razor thin margin. And as I say, she explains what the challenges are and why they are bringing them and all of those things. Now, whether it succeeds or not is, well, I think the majority of the media are saying it's doomed to fail kind of thing, but we already know that most of the media has been pushing for Biden anyway. So I'm neither saying pro-Trump or pro-Biden here. I'm just bringing out this information, and the whole thing seems like there's some really strange things going on and have gone on in this whole process. So then I want to just briefly bring to you a little bit of information which Jeremy, the ex-32nd degree Freemason, pointed out to me. He said, remember this email from August the 8th? And I just want to read bits of that. There's some I can't read out, but I will read what I'm allowed to read out, basically, because it was a private email at the time. And you can take or leave it and do with it what you think, because really it's hard to know whether Jeremy's politician source, remember the source it came from was a sitting politician who was a 33rd degree Freemason, or probably beyond 33 degrees actually, but of course officially there is no beyond 33rd degree. So whether that man told Jeremy the truth or disinformation, well, I guess time is going to tell. But I'll just now bring you briefly what was said. Okay, so here's some of what Jeremy actually said to in that email from back in August. So the words he used, that's meaning his source, politician source, he used between me and you is that Biden would have a stroke and that Trump would win somehow, or whatever vote would be for him, or the court would say he is president and the people and government would fight it and the court would back it up. He said that three times, the court would back it up. And then the big riots would come, and he thought that a place I'm not going to name here, I'm blanking it out, would have a tactical nuke along with Manhattan, and after that, they'd drag him out of the White House, and a five-letter word that starts with S and ends with T, I'm not going to say it here, him, that they would do that to Trump. And it wouldn't be him, though. It'd be a double, and he'd be in on it, as you know he is. So that is really detailed, and we know it. If we see it, then the rest is sure to come. And he said then Obama would come after the S word that ends in ING. So whether that's going to turn out to be truth or disinformation, I don't know. But watch very closely, because remember Jeremy said a whole lot of stuff's going to happen, and we'll know by December that they wanted things wrapped up before Christmas. He said that in other emails. Now, I don't know whether don't remember if any of this, what I just read, some of that was in an audio that I aired back in August, because I actually lost the original of that audio. I know I put a show out back then. I haven't gone back and re-listened to it, but I know there was some stuff in there I thought, ooh, I'm not going to put that in the video. So I may have actually not put that sort of stuff in there, thinking, no, I better not say that. So, but anyway, unfortunately, being on the road, my storage space on my laptop is not the same as what I had back in New Zealand with everything. So I ended up deleting some stuff, unfortunately, to try and save space. And that original audio was one of it. But there was an edited, shortened version of the audio put up around about August the 8th or something like that. So you can go back and listen and see what was in there on the A Minute to Midnight show. So really, folks, I don't know what to make of this, quite frankly. It could be the case. I know that Jeremy's source, that politician source, who said that recently he would not be having any more contact with Jeremy, he said all the way that Trump was going to be, in there after the election, and a whole lot of other things were going to happen. So just watch this space. Either way, I think we've got to really get our eyes off politicians and off the political system, even though it's rattling for all of us. I think it's unsettling. Really, God's in control. And as we're heading into the beast system more and more, we've got to realize things are going to get into chaos more and more, and things are not going back to normal, what we thought was normal before, that this process is only going to increase globally, this chaos from which the Antichrist, whoever that will be, will bring some sort of order, as people will then want him, whoever that is, and the system will be in place more and more as the days go on, and so much technology is backing that up. So really, I don't want to say too much more about that, except to get your eyes onto the Lord. And with that, just remember, follow A Minute to Midnight, our website, our YouTube channel, and also our iTunes channel. And the music used in the shows I've written, played, and recorded. But I'm just going to give to Holly to finish up, as she has something to share before we wrap this up.
I just wanted to share something with everybody. I know that a lot of this stuff might seem really alarming to people, and they're probably thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like, this is crazy. And I just wanted to share with people that whatever we're sharing with all this stuff, we don't want it to like scare people. We really feel like this is important to talk about and to have a platform where we can talk about the news and how it relates to Bible prophecy, relating it to scripture, because I really believe that, you know, this kind of stuff is really important as a believer to see the things that are going on in the world and how it does connect to biblical concepts in scripture. So I found this scripture in its 2 Chronicles 36:16, and this is the KJV. It says, "But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy." Now, me and Tony and Jeremy, we obviously are not claiming that we're prophets by any means. We're absolutely not. We're just believers. And, you know, we just want to share what we kind of see with the news and how it connects to what's happening. So we know that God can send people to warn us of our disobedience whenever we're getting off the path. And I know that God has used even prophets to warn Israel. So basically, you know, when Israel doesn't heed God's words and pay attention to what God is saying them, a lot of the times, from what I was reading, the Israelites were mocking, you know, these warnings, and they didn't really like them too much. So we know that Jeremiah was a prophet, and he had some pretty stern warnings. He was talking about destruction coming to Israel from, you know, them turning away from God. There were warnings of destruction if they didn't genuinely turn their hearts back to God. So Jeremiah was talking about the whole land falling to ruin. I was going to share a scripture with you guys. It's Jeremiah 51:17. It says, "Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them." You know, the scripture to me, it seems like there's just so many people that want to trust in themselves and not God. And even the Israelites made a gold cow. So the point is that, God can use people to let people know what's going on, warn each other about whatever we need to know about what's coming. And even as dark as it might be to hear about destruction and bewilderment coming and all these things that we're hearing and the wars and the rumors of wars, whatever you want to call it, at least, you know, this gives people a chance to come back to God. Jeremiah's warnings was giving the Israelites a chance to get their hearts right, especially before it's too late. God still wanted to keep his covenant with his people. We know God is faithful even when we are not, even when we feel hopeless, he's still there. So God's ultimate plan is to redeem us and save us and have us turn our hearts back to him and to warn and rebuke Israel love. It is the love of God. So to warn each other like Jeremiah did, because we need to be prepared and not necessarily prepared in a prepper way, although I don't see anything wrong with that. But I'm just saying, just being prepared spiritually to take heed to God's warnings, whether it's a warning to a nation or even a personal warning to us, just, you know, for us all to be ready. So when we are done with this race, that we are washed in the blood of Christ, we're spotless and blameless, all that, that we have our hearts right with God, that we can be reconciled to the one who took the clay and made you because he thought you up and he loves you. That's what I have written in my notes from this morning. So I just really hope that, you know, whatever we talk about, that we understand that it's just trying to wake people up, to let people know what's happening, what's going on in the world. And we're, you know, we just want to help people to know who God is and open up our eyes, but not to be focused on fear, you know, but just staying grounded and rooting in God's word. So thank you so much for letting me share my little thought with you guys for the day.
I guess thanks for that, Holly. That's a good lot of thoughts there. And yeah, folks, just remember to press into God and don't get your eyes too much focused on the political system that is changing, and the landscape's changing globally, and we know where it's heading, to the beast system ultimately. Don't forget, most importantly, that you go to aminutetomidnight.com and make sure you're following our website. And you can donate, of course, to A Minute to Midnight if you want on the website as well, as we are run 100% by donations. Well, God bless, folks. Thanks, Holly, for joining me. That's my wife, Holly. And we are hopefully going to be back with some more updates in the future, of course, God willing. So stay safe, folks, and keep your eyes on the Lord.